A group of actors at New York's Public Theater have taken passages from literature and given them a hip-hop twist. It's in the vein of Hamilton, the hit Broadway musical. In fact, Davy Diggs, who was in Hamilton's original cast, is one of the project's co-creators. NPR's Jessica Diaz-Hurtado tells us more.
A group of actors stand on stage in front of a camera, and they start reciting scenes from works like Pride and Prejudice, Frankenstein, and Death of a Salesman. But it doesn't sound quite like the original. Listen to a passage from Toni Morrison's Beloved, when 30 women march to Beloved's exorcism, followed by the Bars remix.
Setha is running away from her, running, and she feels the emptiness in the hand Setha had been holding. Now she is running into the faces of the people out there, joining them and leaving Beloved behind.
Any minute now, salvation. Any minute now, Lord, Denver, be patient. Any minute now, salvation.
The actors themselves wrote the pieces. Ryan Nicole is one of them. She says they followed a prompt from creative director Rafael Casal.
So the very simple way that Rafa explained this to us was if you had to create a minute-long YouTube video to explain the meat of a novel, what would it look like? What would it sound like? How would it feel? What's the emotion you would capture?
Blue stone road, righteous women, strong black bone, fight within them. Bibles, crosses, palms to the sky. But my boss won't say when he arrives. Running home on wounded feet.
A few minutes dedicated to each book in the 37-minute performance, all in one take. You can see the transitions, the props flying around, actors changing for their next scene, and cameras flowing back and forth across the stage. Here's The Great Gatsby. It's a scene where Nick Carraway walks into one of Gatsby's parties and Jordan Baker introduces Nick to her friends. First the original, then the remix.
Somebody told me they thought he killed a man once. A thrill passed over all of us. The three Mr. Mumbles bent forward and listened eagerly. I don't think it's so much that, argued Lucille skeptically. It's more that he was a German spy during the war.
Who is he really? How do you acquire his riches?
Is that your business?
No, I don't suppose so. But I stick my nose where I please is how it goes.
You think it's tech money?
Nah, I heard it was booze.
Booze, damn man. You sure that's true?
No, brah. He was a spy. Sold tips to the enemy. Killed 100 men.
For real?
Well, indirectly.
Rafael Casal says the goal isn't to dumb the originals down. It's to make them relevant to new audiences.
These texts that get assigned a lot in school, but students don't always have an easy entry point to the material, and so we wanted to reimagine them in a contemporary way that we felt like would be more accessible.
Actress Ryan Nicole says even she wants to go back and reread the originals.
I found myself in high school and college relying a lot on Cliff's Notes and Sparks Notes to get the notion of what these books were about. Having seen these productions from Bars, I'm intrigued to go back and reread many of the books. Catcher in the Rye, I had no idea it was about what it ended up being about.
You know that song, If a Body Catch a Body Coming Through the Rye? I'd like it's If a Body Meet a Body Coming Through the Rye, old Phoebe said. It's a poem by Robert Burns.
If a body catch a body coming through the rye.
Bars Medley Volume 2, America's Stories, remixed on YouTube. Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, NPR News.
If a body catch a body coming through the rye. If a body...